raising of your hand. And also for Lynn's family, I know we've been speaking to him the last few days, and just continue to lift all of them up. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your name. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, as we come to you, dear Lord, we just humbly come before you and we bow. And, dear Lord, we just want to be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, as we're ready to receive your message tonight, ready to feel your holy presence. Lord, we know that your Spirit is always with us, dear Lord. Now we just ask the Holy Ghost just have a free reign against this, all this here tonight. Everybody watching live on the feed or at a later date, dear Lord, may they just be able to feel your holy presence. Lord, we ask now for you to strengthen and guide those that have lost a loved one. Those that are planning on going through a procedure, dear Lord, we just ask, dear Lord, that you would just touch them. Those that are in any type of need, dear Lord, for those that are traveling, dear Lord, we ask you to keep them safe on the highway. Bring them back at their appointed time. And, dear Lord, we just want to praise and worship you. Dear Lord, now you know the depths of our heart. You know those unspoken prayer requests. And, dear Lord, you know them before we even speak them. And, dear Lord, we're placing them in your hands. We ask you to bless our pastor and his family. Lord, strengthen and guide us. Dear Lord, please receive every song sung, every instrument played. It's just praise and worship to you because it's for your glory and your glory alone, dear Lord. And we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. And I apologize. I didn't give him a head up on the song to just, you know, yet. So it's page 276, Prayer Bells in Heaven. Got the choir with us tonight, really excited about that, and let them just sing out. I love it. I just step to the side and let them go. Praise the Lord. Prayer bells in heaven. Each and every one of you. Got a few announcements, matter of fact, a couple of new ones to add in this evening. Just want to ask all the ladies that are involved, if you would, I know Miss Autumn's getting ready, and then the church has just decided this time it's time to get our nursery going again. And there is a nursery sign up. If you'd like to help in the nursery, and we get enough ladies involved, they were saying, you know, maybe every 6 weeks, every 8 weeks, whatever we need. And just if you'd like to help in the nursery, if you'd please just sign up. There's a sheet in the auditorium out there in the foyer. And also, Miss Penny said, you know, with the issues we've had downstairs, they're going to shampoo the carpets one evening this week. It's more than one person could come. And she said if anybody could set something aside, get with her after service, and they'll set which night and, you know, get it all coordinated on what needs to be done to shampoo the carpets downstairs. And also, men, I'm getting sizes and orders. If you'd like to get a Band of Brother t-shirt, please get with me. I'm going to be placing the order next week. So if you'd like to let me know if you'd like one. And I just need to get your size and get the count in, and we're going to get these ordered up for our trip. And also to be worn here in church as we have fellowship or things that the men get together and do. So really looking forward to that, and our fishing trip will be October 17th. So I think that pretty much covers it for right now. Just praise the Lord. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord just to bless our offering, please? Yes, Lord. Yes. Tonight, but we're going to ask Miss Tabitha if she would. She's got a special song. Praise the Lord.
I've been waiting to sing this song. I sang it at a women's meeting this last time, and Sister Alice had asked me if I would sing it, so I only had like a few days to order the CD and to practice it. But it's one of my favorite songs. It talks about the goodness of God. Are you thankful for God's goodness?
Amen.
I am. Y'all worship with me tonight.
Mercy never.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
One of the first things that I ever learned, and you probably did too, as a Christian, is to be, is to do this. Everybody do this for me. Yes, can you do that? Yes. Everybody that can raise your hand, raise your hand. Yes. That was a witness. That's what that means. You identify with what's being said. Yes. And I'm telling you, if you couldn't identify with the words of those that song right there, my pastor used to say, your wood is wet.
Amen.
So I'm just saying that was tremendous. And this song right here, just talks, and we sung this over and over. But I just would like for you, when you hear something that God has done for you, and all the times that you've been serving God, I'm sure you've had a problem or 12. So if you would, when you hear that witness, just raise your hand. It's just, you don't have to stand up. You don't have to say anything to God. Just raise your hand to Him and say, I'm a witness, God, to that. I'm a witness, God. I'm a witness. I wasn't standing at the Red Sea when it parted, but I was standing at my Red Sea when it parted. I don't know about you. And I got a mom that's in the hospital right now, and I know she's watching this live feed. And she's terrified about things that doctors are in control of. But I told her today, I said, we can't go with you, Mom. They won't let us. But God is going with you.
Amen.
He's going to be there right on time, every time. And I am standing here as a witness that God is going to move a mountain for you, Mother. I believe it with all my heart. Just raise your hand and be a witness. Let people know that you are a witness to God's goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Get over no matter how hard you try. Oh, but somehow the Lord, He got you to the other side. Can I get a witness? Praise your name. Have you stood on the bank of a Red Sea wrestling doubt? 'Cause it's too far to swim, it's too wide to get around. But the good Lord brought you through walking on dry ground. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? But you're still holding on to that single thread of hope that the Lord can deliver, and you won't even smell like smoke. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? When you cried out for a miracle, then you see Him do the impossible.
Can I get a witness?
If you can't stay silent, if you can't keep quiet, here's your chance right now. Here's your chance.
Can I get a witness?
just think sometimes it takes a mountain with me. Face a mountain that I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. I know it's been a while, so Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a trust you and believe. Forgive me, Jesus, I thought you could control whatever life would throw my way. Oh, but this I will admit has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord. I'm not ashamed to say, oh, sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
Than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe.
knows it takes a mountain sometimes. He's God of the mountains, isn't he? God of the valley. Brother Chris is going to be preaching for us tonight.
Praise
so, Brother Chris,
Lord.
Come on, right, make your way up. He's asked me to sing this song. So we're going to do our best to try to fill that request. It's in him. I've been on the mountain with Jesus. And I've been take your liberty in the Lord. God bless you, my brother.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
Well, I tell you what. You know, they say it's a sad frog that don't croak about his own pond. But man, that song my wife sung, when you really think about all my life, he's been faithful. All my life, he's been so, so good. And I can look out on this congregation and I can see in your life the goodness of God. Man, God is good. Somebody said God is good. He said, no, he's better than that. Amen. God is good. Amen. Tonight, it's going to be a little bit different message tonight. It's kind of, tell you how God works. You know, God's timing is perfect. His timing is always spot on. He's never late and he's never early. I was sitting right there this morning and the Lord dropped this message, believe it or not, Brother Eddie. The whole message just gave it to me. And I said, wow, you know, as a preacher, as a minister, when God gives you a message, you get it ready. You know, you keep it on the burner. You know, you keep it ready. And walking out the back door, Brother Eddie said, I just feel like God wants you to speak tonight. And I said, well, that message is for tonight. But, you know, I thank God that He's always on time. And I thank God that He still speaks to us. Tonight, I believe God wants to speak to us. If there was ever a time that I believe that God is trying to talk to us, I believe it's tonight. I look around and I see people going through so many things, fighting so many battles, facing so many struggles. And when God originally gave this to me, He gave this verse to me as I was reading years and years and years ago, and it was during a rough time. And I've never forgotten, Sister Joanne, I've never forgotten when God spoke to me and showed me this verse. I've never forgotten how I felt, and I've never forgotten how it felt just to have God's loving arms to wrap around me. That's just a feeling you can't describe. That's a feeling that you know that God is right there with you. And my sister over there singing, "Can I Get a Witness?" I'll be a witness. Is God real? I'll be a witness. You see, the devil, he's come along a little too late to let me know God isn't real, because I know He is. If you'll go with me to Psalm chapter number 84. Psalm 84, and verse number 5 and 6. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools." Brother Eddie, if you will say the prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, how grateful we are and thankful we are, God, for this opportunity to gather together tonight. For all those who come, Father, I pray Your anointing and Your blessing. God, I ask You to be with Brother Chris now. Anoint his lips and pray. God, speak through him as an oracle and a vessel. God, that we may hear from heaven and hear and obey Your word. We ask these blessings in the precious holy name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. I thank God that He showed David a valley that he was going through. A lot of times as Christians, we go through things and we just don't say anything. We go through hurts, we go through struggles, we go through trials, we go through troubles, we go through death, we go through heartaches, we go through heartbreaks, and we just don't say anything. A lot of times we'll come to the altar and we'll ask God to heal our bodies physically, but we don't ask God to heal our bodies mentally and spiritually. When God heals somebody, He heals them wholly and completely, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. When we pray for people and you come down here, rest assured that you're getting prayed for from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Every bone, every muscle, every sinew, every blood vessel, every spiritual thing you're facing and every mental thing you're facing, you're getting completely covered. But I think we err sometimes when we say, you know what, God, I can go through the physical pain and I need Your help. But the mental pain that I'm going through, God, I want to do it by myself. God, I want to be right here by myself. You think it's not possible? Look at what happened to Elisha. Elisha had called down fire from heaven. And he had called down fire. What a great miracle. And the prophets of Baal, they were just astounded that he called down the fire from heaven. But the very next thing that the Bible says was, Jezebel, that old evil person, said, "I'll have your head on this plate by the time tomorrow goes down." He got scared and he ran. He ran and he ran and he ran. And the Bible says he outran the person that was with him, his help person. He outran them a day's journey. He ran so hard, and he was right there at the cave entrance, and he was under a juniper tree. I don't know who this is for, but somebody's under a juniper tree tonight. He was under that juniper tree, and he said, "God, there's nobody left in the whole land but me. I'm the only one." He was heartbroken. He was in tears. I can see him. He was just crying so hard. And he said, "God, everything that You've done, everything, You're so good and You're so great." And God came by. We all know the story. He came by and it was a great earthquake, but God wasn't in the earthquake. It was a great wind, but God wasn't in the wind. It was that still, small voice. Thank God that He still speaks to us in a still, small voice. I can tell you, in the most broken times of my life, I've thought about a couple different stories that go back into my mind. And I think about how close God was to me then. But David right here is talking about a valley that's called Baca. We don't hear much about this story. It's not really that much of a popular story. The literal name of Baca is a place of weeping or a place of tears. Now, when you're sad and you cry over things, to me it's like you let your heart just flow. Sometimes my heart hurts so much it flows out my eyes. Anybody else that way? Some people say, it's not all right to cry. It's all right to cry. I've cried and I've hurt so much sometimes that the tears don't come. Sometimes we lay our head to bed at night and the tears come. Why? Because we hurt. It's okay. We're human. I was talking to Brother Lynn Thursday at the visitation. And he said, you know, it's all right to cry. The Bible says Jesus wept. And I thought about that. You know, when we think about wept and weeping, his heart was broken because of what he saw. He saw so many people in the valley of decision. So many people going the wrong way. And he hurt, just like we hurt. David was in that valley, the valley of Baca. I've done a little bit of a study on this. It's just outside of Jerusalem. You're going to love this. And it's on the way to Mount Zion. I read that and I read it again. I thought, now hold on just a second. It's just outside of Jerusalem. I went over and read in Revelation where the Bible tells me, Brother Eddie, that there's going to be a new Jerusalem come down. Oh, hallelujah. And there's going to be, one part of that says God's going to wipe away all their tears. And I thought about, my goodness, he came out of Jerusalem and he's going under these trees that are like, they're similar to mulberry trees. Anybody ever know what a mimosa tree is? Y'all know what a mimosa tree is? In North Florida especially, we have mimosa trees. I ain't seen too many up here, but they're up here. Basically what they do is they weep. They weep all the time. You can get up under them on a hot, dry summer day, and you can literally feel the, oh, hallelujah. You can feel the rain coming down on you because that tree is weeping. The Bible says right here, blessed. David said, blessed are you when you're passing through. Now hold on just a second. I'm not stopping right here in the place where I'm weeping. I'm going somewhere. Come on, somebody. I'm going somewhere. And if I'm going somewhere, I know God's with me. His goodness is following me. My Bible says that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And they're going to, oh, hallelujah. If you go, oh, somebody needs to hear that in their spirit. Goodness and mercy. It's not all doom and gloom. Goodness and mercy are following you. If you're a child of God, you are highly favored. Amen. You are blessed and highly favored. David said, blessed when you go through these hard times in your life. Blessed when your heart breaks. Blessed are you when you can't do nothing but weep and cry and you hurt so bad. You don't know when the pain's going to stop. Why? Get out your shovel. The Bible says, David says, you're going to make it a well. You're going to make it a well. Why? Because there's going to be times you're going to go through that dry spot. And you're going to need them wells. And you're going to remember those tears that I cried are the tears that filled up that pool. And I'm going to start drinking of that. Then I'm going to be reminded of the goodness of God. And I'm going to be reminded that even though I went through a hard time and even though it hurt, and I remember how I struggled through all that, and it hurt me so deeply. And sometimes I even ask God why, that I can remember that God rained down on me. See, there was these mulberry trees that were along the path in Baca. And as you went through them and you were in a place of literal weeping, the mulberry trees would rain down on you. They would, whoa, hallelujah, they would weep down upon you. And they would, oh man, that's good. I'm like you, sister, if that don't light your fire, your wood's wet. Hallelujah. They would weep down upon you, even though you're going through some things. And I studied a little bit over. The Bible talks about the dew that fell on Hermon, the Mount Hermon. And they said, blessed, Psalm 30 and 5, I believe it is, blessed are you when you're joined together in unity. We weep one for another. When one hurts, the other hurts. When one joys, the other joys. Why? Because we're a family. That's what God intended us to do. It's all right to hurt for your brother or your sister. It's all right to cry for your brother or your sister. Why? Because we're in this together. Amen. Brother Jim, I just want to show. Stand up a second. I want to give a little. You know, we can walk side by side. And everybody knows that Brother Jim's hanging out with me because I'm a cool guy. Right? Right? But when we grab arm in arm, we're in this together. I'm not let go of you, Brother Jim, and Brother Jim's not letting go of me. We can lean on each other. We gain strength from one another. Why? Because it's a hard, difficult road. And sometimes I might be a little bit lagging, but Brother Jim's going to hold me up. Why? Because he's my brother. He's not heavy. He's my brother. Because he's going to help me and he's going to pray for me. And he's going to say, Brother Chris, I just want to let you know that God is there for you. Whatever you might need, there's nothing he cannot do for you. That's stuff we need to hear when we're in the Valley of Baca. Thank you, brother. What a great example. That's stuff we need to hear in the Valley of Baca. We need to hear there is hope. We need to hear there is strength. We need to hear that God is on the throne. We need to be reminded because we are forgetful creatures. Over this last couple of weeks, I told Tabitha, I said, I don't know what's wrong. I just feel so sorrowed in my spirit. I feel so sorrowed. And I know that I have to pass through. I have to pass through. And if anybody that knows me, I don't even feel like laughing here lately. I mean, she'll tell me a joke. She's like, come on, that's funny. I'm trying to work my way through it. But I'm praying every day. God, help me. Because I know I'm going to go through this. I know it's just for a season in my life. Just like God gives us season, we're going to press through it. And we're going to press through it. There's one thing that I'm determined. I'm passing through. I'm passing through. I'm not stopping. I'm passing through. I've already got my shovel out, Sister Joanne, and I'm making it a well. Why? Because if God's got me right here, He's going to bring me to the other side. Her song said, can I get a witness? Well, and I was sitting there thinking about, have you ever looked at a mountain that was too tall? When I worked up in Chattanooga, the place we worked at was right next to Lookout Mountain. And when you looked up at Lookout Mountain, it was when you get to the base of it, it's so tall. And the houses up there look like that big. They're so small. And as you were singing that song, I was thinking about that. I've been to the base of that mountain. And I thought, God, how are we ever going to get across this mountain? And then all of a sudden, God just moves. God moves, and He moves that mountain out of the way. Sometimes He takes you over the mountain, and sometimes He takes you through the mountain. Come on, can I get a witness, anybody? God is good, amen? God is good. Blessed are you when you're in the Valley of Baca. Verse number 7. The latter part of verse 6, the rain also filleth the pools. Verse 7, they go from strength to strength in Zion. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Everyone appears before God. Can I let you in on a little secret? There's nothing that God doesn't know about you. There's nothing you're going to hide from God. If you're hurting, He knows it. Sister Jennifer sings a song, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. If something's troubling you, He knows it. The other day I read one of my favorite passages of scriptures. You already know, John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, what does He say? I will come again and receive you unto my own, that where I am, you may be also. Oh, hallelujah. He was telling those disciples right there, all the news that you just heard is going to trouble you. And the next few days, you're going to be crying a little bit. And you're going to have a lot of questions. But I want you to know, let not your heart be troubled. Don't you be troubled. You be movable. You be unshakable. You have that foundation under you. And I want you to know that there's a kingdom that's coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a kingdom that's coming. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But God will be forever. His word will not pass away. Turn to a psalm. I believe it's Psalm 30 and 5. 30 and 5. The Bible says, for His anger endureth but for a moment, in His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night. I want to go back and talk a little bit about weeping. Weeping is not crying. Weeping is you're broken. You're hurting. Weeping it endures for a night. But the latter part of that verse right there in Psalm 30 and 5 said, but joy cometh in the morning. I like to think it's not just the time of day, but in your mourning comes joy. In your hurt comes joy. God is the only one that can take your mourning and turn it into joy. He is the only one that can turn it around. Drugs can't do it. Alcohol can't do it. Pornography can't do it. Addictions can't do it. It's a proven fact. God is the only one that can do that. God is the only one. A lot of times when we're in this valley of Baca, we think, God can't even help me now. In 2010, one thing that came to my mind very prominently, in 2010 I lost my sister. Well, I didn't lose her. She passed on to the other side before me. That's what she did. She was 23 years old. Matter of fact, September 18th, 2010. It's been 10 years. And I can remember the hurt that I felt. I can remember sitting at the church. I can take you to the spot I was sitting at that church. Tabitha had just had a TIA, which is a mini stroke. She's in the hospital in Gainesville, Florida. I'm in a church in Bell, Florida. I'm about 40 miles from her. And I'm sitting there with the family, and I'm listening to the minister. And I felt like God was a million miles away. I couldn't cry any harder. I couldn't hurt anymore. I cried so much the tears wouldn't come. I was hurting. I felt like I was isolated. I felt like there was nobody near me. Then all of a sudden, as I was sitting in that church, I felt a warm feeling come all over me. And it's just like sometimes God will wrap His arms around you. And sometimes God just gives you a big old bear hug. And He holds on to you. And He said, my child, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. God, let me hear that. Everything's going to be all right. If there's one thing that God knows He can tell me, God, just tell me everything's going to be all right. That's all I want to hear. God, everything's going to be all right. See, God, I'm in this slow part of my life right here, and I need a little bit of help. You see, I could have not reached out to God, and I could have just went my own separate way and said, I'm strong enough, I've got this by myself. Brother Eddie sings a song that talks about, I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it on my own. I thought of myself as a mighty big man. Let me let y'all in on a little secret. We men, we like to think of ourselves as mighty and big. We can take care of everything. But I found out something, Brother Eddie. I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. I can't even, oh, hallelujah. The mountain's too, oh, glory to God. The mountain's too high. The valley's too wide. Down on my knees, I've learned to stand because I can't even walk without You holding my hand. And I think David learned that. He said, we're blessed. Why? Because when we're going through this valley, God is right there holding our hand. He's right there with me. Hold my hand. I can remember our kids when they were little. You remember when they would go to cross the road, Tabitha, they would say, hold my hand, Daddy. Hold my hand. It was so cute back then. You wanted to just, they don't do that now. It's like, I want to hold Dad. I'm not holding your hand. That looks bad. The love is still there. It's just a little different. But I want to hold His hand. I want to hold on to my Savior's hand. I want to hold on to Jesus' hand. You see what I'm trying to tell you, what God's trying to tell you tonight is, it's all right to hurt. It's all right to cry. It's all right to be in pain. Don't stay there. Don't stay there. As Sister Misty was singing that song, wherever she went back there, she was singing that song. I was thinking about when they took the roof off that house. Talk about raising the roof. Man, they raised the roof. And they took the roof off that house, and it wasn't just because one person could do it. The man couldn't walk. He couldn't do anything for himself. He needed help. He couldn't do nothing. I think about that and I think, man, that's the condition we were in before Jesus saved us. We couldn't do nothing by ourselves. And His friends raised Him down there. The house was so crowded and so packed, that they took him up to the roof and they raised him down with rope. And when they got him down there, Jesus looked on him and he said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And he said, "I haven't walked since I was a kid." And he said, "Wilt thou be made whole? It's your choice." And he said, "I will." And the Bible says, immediately, don't miss the miracle here. Immediately, he jumped up and left. No. What did he do? He jumped up, he grabbed his bed, and he went out. Do you know why he grabbed his bed? "I want to show you where I used to be. I want to show you where I came from. This is what Jesus did for me. See this bed right here? I'm no longer in that. Why? Because he set me free. He set me free. He set me free." Hallelujah. There's a song that says, "Shackled by a heavy burden, neath the load of guilt and shame. But then, Sister Joanne, the hand of Jesus touched me." Come on, somebody. He touched me. And now I am no longer the same. That's why. Yes, we have to go through hard times. And yes, we have to cry those tears. And yes, we have to hurt. But God wants you to know you are not alone. You are not in this thing alone. Weeping may endure. This is for somebody. I hope you get it down in your spirit. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Somebody says, "What is joy?" Jesus over you. Joy comes in the morning. And I'm telling you something. Hallelujah. That song they sung talking about Jesus is in the house. He is in the house. If you have a need of something, He is in the house. If you're in pain, He is in the house. Hallelujah. If you need healing, He is in the house. If you have a headache, He's in the house. If anything is hurting on you spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, He is in the house. You say, "Brother Chris, can God heal my finances?" Yes, He can. Well, see, what you don't realize is my Father owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Oh, hallelujah. Tabitha will tell you, I love driving through the country. And I'm just an old city boy that's a farm boy. I love looking at a bunch of land that's got a bunch of cows on it. And I think, my gosh, I would love to be able to farm that. Man, that's woo. I'd love, be me a rancher, have me a big old cowboy hat, have me a tractor. That's all I need. Man, I'm ready to go. But I think every time I see that, I think about my Father owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Oh, my, that's my daddy. See, my earthly father's passed on. My wife's father's passed on. They both instilled very, very a lot of good stuff in me. And I thank them for that. And I hurt over when they died. I hurt over both of them when they died. We miss them greatly. But my Father, oh, hallelujah. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He's taking care of me. He's watching over me. Every morning when I go to work, I say, "God, put a hedge of protection around my family. God, watch." Oh, hallelujah. You don't understand how important that is. God, I don't just want you to watch over him. I want you to put a hedge of protection where no evil and no harm. You see, a lot of times what we'll do is we'll pray, "God, watch over my family." That's not good enough. You got to be specific. "God, I want you to put a hedge round about them. Don't you... enters the house. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. When Jesus enters the house, when he gets in, Sister Jennifer was playing, "We are standing on holy ground." When I walked into the room, I felt his presence. Can I tell you what I felt when I walked into this church tonight? I felt a healer. I felt a healer in the house. He wants to heal you. You've cried for long enough. You've hurt for long enough. You've fought that for long enough. Tonight is the night. Tonight is the night. You say, I need to be delivered from this. Tonight is the night. Whatever it is, tonight is the night. Brother Eddie's message this morning, I thought that was a very dynamic message. Open your heart completely to God. Completely. You see, when Tabitha had her open heart surgery and shortly after, the doctor brought us in there and told us about chambers of the heart. There's different chambers of the heart. Didn't know that. And I thought it interesting that God was speaking to me while the doctor was, and I was asking him all kind of questions. I'm sure he was like, what in the world is this guy asking? But you know, sometimes in the innermost part of our heart, there's a backside to our heart that literally the doctor has to take it out to be able to fix it. We were talking the other week in our Sunday school class. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God. In order to do that, God had to take that heart out. And he had to insert that new heart. Put it in there. Sometimes we need a heart transplant. Sometimes we just need God to reach down and to heal us. The woman with the issue of blood, 12 years, she'd spent all she had. She saw Jesus coming, but her strength was so far gone. She just could barely pick herself up. I don't know if I have the strength to reach out, to touch him. And what's going to happen if I do? I don't care, but I've got to do it. I will not be denied. With everything within her, she reached out. You see, she was in that valley of Baca. She had been crying, God, heal me. God, help me. Why won't you heal me, God? But like I said earlier, God's timing is always right. As he passed by, as Jesus passed by, she reached out. Reaching out is an effort of faith. Reached out, and she touched the hem of his garment. There's a lot of biblical and theological significance to that that absolutely will, wow, blow your mind. She reached out and touched that hem of his garment. It was a tassel, is what it was. It represented royalty. Woo! That might have been just for me. She reached out and just touched that royalty. Glory to God. And when she touched that, immediately the Bible said she was made whole. Immediately. Not 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Immediately she was made whole. Jesus stopped. Jesus stopped. And he turned around and he said, he didn't have to ask the question. He already knew who touched him. Who touched me? And the disciples said, Master, you're in a crowd of people. He said, but you don't understand. I felt virtue leave my body. Oh, glory to God. Some virtue came down. Woo, woo, glory. And touch flowed through. Virtue came straight from the throne room of heaven. That little lady right there, and we might not ever even know her name, she was healed that day. Tonight, you can be healed. If you're watching on the live stream, you can be healed. If you're in a hospital room, wherever, oh glory to God, wherever you're at, you can be healed. You can be healed this night. Some of you are going through some things and you say, you know what, Brother Chris, I don't want nobody to know what I'm going through. You can be healed. You can be healed. There's one thing I've learned, and I thought about this on the way over here. I've got a lot of scars on my body. Now, everybody laughs at me. The two things I got scars from in my life are riding bicycles. As a kid, I was rambunctious. And working in a junkyard. That's where I got my scar. And every scar that I have, I can tell you, there's a scar that's on my left foot that I got. I was riding my bicycle And it had no pedal on it, just had a little stub sticking out. And my foot slipped. Yeah, Mama didn't take us to the hospital. And I can still remember, she didn't, she never did. I can still remember that pain that it caused me. And I can still remember, I couldn't take a shower, I had to take a bath. And I had to hold that thing up out of the water. Because you didn't want to get the germs in there and get it infected. And I can remember having to hobble around. And I can remember how much it hurt and how I cried over that because it hurt bad. And I remember every event of that day. But now it's just a scar. Do you know what scars are? Scars are a sign of healing. Somebody needs to hear that. You got some scars physically. You got some scars spiritually. It's a sign of healing. It's a promise that God's going to take care of that. You see, some scars are worse than others. Some scars we think of, man, you know, I was just being silly and burnt myself on a hot stove or something like that. But some scars really hurt. And some scars we're reminded of constantly. God brings us back to our remembrance. Why? Because I want you to know that I'm the healer. I want you to know God's speaking to somebody tonight. And He's trying to put Holy Ghost salve on your wounds. You've hurt for long enough. You've been in pain for long enough. Tonight's the night. But you got to reach out. You got to reach out. You have to have enough faith to take the first step. You say, God, I'll take the first step. He'll meet you there. I've never seen God fail. I've never seen God. God has never let me down. Never let me down. He's always taken care of me. And I just feel like that there's some people in here that's hurting. There's some people in here that needs a physical healing. There's some people in here that need emotional healing. He is the healer. He is the healer. Wholly and completely. And I'd like, if it's not too much trouble, I want my wife to come back up. And I want her to sing that song again. And I want, after she gets done singing that song, if I could have the musicians come up. And I want y'all just to play Holy Ground. Because I believe with all of my heart that God wants to do something in this house tonight. You say, Brother Chris, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to pray. Jesus. Just say Jesus. That's all you have to do. Reach out to Him. Shackled by a heavy burden. Neath the load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me. And now I'm no longer the same.
Been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Yeah.
Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus.
Beyond measure.